Yahweh Pa. Exodus, chapter 15, verses 22-26. Today, we will read from Exodus, chapter 15, verses 22-26. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water, because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands, and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I'm the Lord, who heals you." These days, what people are most interested in is about their health. In fact, if we are not healthy, then everything stumbles. Fame, public power and financial resources as well, these really matter to us when we are healthy. But if when we are no longer healthy, these things are just nothing to us. The richest person in our nation has collapsed not long ago. Are his financial resources meaningful to him? What do these financial materials mean to him? You need to give thanks for the fact that you are living your life in good health. I hope and bless you in Jesus' name, that you will be healthy throughout this year. I heard there are two types of people in taking food. The people who have food for the taste of it are the people who are still sure about their health status. On the other side, the people who have food for the purpose of their health first of all are the people who are not sure about their health status. They are not confident about their health level. These days, there are so many kinds of illnesses. Even in the modern times like now, even when the modern medical technology is highly developed, there are so many illnesses that cannot be possibly cured and completely wiped out. There are so many illnesses that we do not know the names of as well. The illnesses not only cause the people who are ill to be in pain but also the families who are related to these patients to be in pain. They experience the pain together, too. In the Bible as well, it talks about the many kinds of illnesses like these. These bodily diseases are scary, but it has been said that more deadly and scarier diseases are the psychological diseases. I was told that these psychological diseases are harder to cure. The people of modern times, their psychological world has been polluted and became ill due to complicated, chaotic circumstances. All sorts of stresses caused people to have insomnia, so they are unable to sleep at night, and these cause the body and the spirit to be ill. And not only has these, our world, these days, caused people to be more interested in the dramas on TV, internet media and so on. These influences made people to be more attracted to the abnormal way of life, rather than the normal way of life. In addition, the depraved culture, which is sexually immoral, and wrong entertaining ways of these days cause the psychological dimensions of people these days to be ill more and more. 80% of the people in the modern times have been found as the people who suffer from the psychological diseases even when they are not aware of these. However, the scarier disease than this is the disease of the spirit. In fact, we should regard that the roots of the physical and the psychological diseases come from the spiritual diseases. When the people are not spiritually healthy, their values about life, their psychological world, their mind, society and the nation get ill as well. Spiritual, this word is related to the relationship with God. We need to know that all the healthy roots of physical, psychological and spiritual health get to begin from God. So in Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 6, it says, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it, I will heal my people, and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." When people come back to the arms of God, He promised that He will heal them, and will give them peace and security that is abundant. These in fact, includes the all areas of life. Not only God will heal the spirit and the soul. When people come back to God, people will be cured, healed and restored. This also applies to the real place in which we live in, too. This means our homes, our businesses, and our place of work. It is a promise from God that He will even cure our places in which we live in. In today's passage, particularly in verse 26, it says, "I am the Lord, who heals you." A word heal, it originally came from the word rapah in Hebrews. It has a deeper meaning, that it wholeheartedly stitches the wounds and fixes. Also, it has another meaning that it completely heals. In these words, it has a deeper meaning, that God not only heals our bodily sicknesses, but souls, minds, spirits as well as families, society and the nations, in all areas of life, He will cure, heal our weaknesses and completely restore. We need to pray for the health of our bodies and the spirit in God, and not only these, we also need to pray for the healthy faith, healthy society, and we need to pray for our people, so that we can rise up as people with health. In today's words, we can see the two different types of scenes when faced with the problems. People got out of the Red Sea and they traveled in the barren land for 3 days. There was no water. How hard would they have felt to put up with that? But when they reached the land of Marah, they discovered water. They were thrilled and drank the water they found. But it tasted so bitter, they could not possibly drink it. From then, the people became angry. They complained and blamed. They demanded to go back to Egypt. They did not even remember the little bit about the grace of God, which allowed them to get out of Egypt and led them till then. One more thing is that, despite these terrible circumstances, we can see someone kneeling down and crying out to God in times like this. It was Moses. God gave the answer to the problems through Moses, who cried out to God. He pointed at the branch of the tree, and asked him to put it in the bitter water. In verse 25, it says, "Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there He tested them. God changed the bitter water to sweet water. He then told them, 'I am the Lord, who heals you.'" God not only heals the bodies. God is a healer, who heals all areas of our lives. That is right. God is the one that heals us holistically. Whenever and whatever the issue you face with, you should come forward to God and pray to God that He will heal you. He needs to heal our minds, too. If our minds get ill, then our lives also will get ill. God needs to heal our bodies. If body falls down, then the soul leaves as well. He needs to heal our circumstances, too. Have a look at Joseph. Because of Joseph, God poured His blessings onto the people of Egypt. Because of Joseph, Egyptians were blessed. People of God do not search for the land of blessings, but people of God change the place that they are in to be the land of blessings. It is important that you search for the good workplaces to work for, but pray that God will change where you are to be a place of blessings. God needs to heal your souls, too. Souls are the same as the roots of life. Spirits, minds and all areas of life are all connected to our souls. The one that holistically heals all is God. God is the one that made us. In front of the problems, what kind of faith should we have? Generally, when people face problems, there are two different types that show up. One type is that there are people that become hopeless, they complain and blame on others, just like the people with Moses at first. The other type is that through the problems, they realize that they are weak humans, and like Moses, there are people that pull themselves closer to God. They make effort to come forward and closer to God. How about you? What kind of person are you, out of these two types? Firstly, have a look at the people that complain in front of the problems. In verse 24, it says, "So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, 'What are we to drink?'" Grumbling makes the pain to the more painful. It says in the Bible So the people grumbled against Moses. Pay a special attention to this passage. These people were not the foreigners. These people were the people that believed in God and got out of Egypt. These people were the people of God. But when they faced problems, they did not think of the power of God, and did not fix their eyes on God. They did not look up to God. They only looked at the reality that they could physically see. They faced their circumstances, as they are, and because of that, they began to blame. But, have you seen anything that gets solved just by complaining? Complaining just makes the pain to be greater. If you gather snow and roll it over, it becomes bigger snowball. Just like this, the more complaining you do, you will see more things to complain about. There are two features that are common in the people who complain. One thing is that, when they face problems, they claim that these have been caused by the faults of others. They say that it is like this because of you. They do not seek to find faults in them. They do not try to look for the faults in them. In a married couple relationship, there are a lot of quarrels and arguments. In these kinds of couples, we get to find that both parties claim that they do not have any faults. They merely say that it is because of you. They pass the responsibility onto the other. The families like this cannot create a happy home. It is the same with the society as well. If there are problems, people pass their responsibilities onto others and blame on each other. A society like this cannot be a healthy society. This can be referred to as bitter roots of Adam. Have a look at the case of Adam. When God asked Adam, "Why did you have the fruit, which I already told you not to eat?" Adam could have been forgiven if he confessed straight away that, "I am sorry, I have done a really bad thing, I am sorry." He could have been all forgiven, but he passed all the blame onto Eve. "That woman gave me the fruit, so I ate." Whether he picked the fruit from the tree or he was given the fruit from the other person, has he not done a wrong thing? If only Eve gets punished by God for this wrongdoing, does it not mean that Adam will only live on this land by himself, and does it not mean that he has a selfish approach? Also, Eve justified herself by giving God explanations. She told God that the snake tempted her to take the fruit. When she told God her excuses, both of them could not get forgiven, and they were asked to leave from the Garden of Eden. When we face the problems, as long as we think that only the other person has problems, we are unable to solve the problems. The other thing is that, the feature of the people who often complain, is that they do not give thanks. Have you seen the people who are full of complaints give thanks? The people who realize that there are plenty of things to be thankful for, they never complain. In the Bible, have a look at the people who complained a lot and blamed on others. Their hearts were hardened, dry, and at all times, they were negative about everything. They never were grateful. We can see that the lives of these people were devastated. We need to know the fact that the results of complaining are bigger pain. In Numbers, chapter 21, verse 6, it says, "Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them, they bit the people and many Israelites died." We can see from this that the Israelites who complained, they were bitten by the venomous snakes, and suffered even more greatly afterwards. In Numbers, chapter 16, verses 31-33, it says, "As soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, with their households and all Korah's men and all their possessions. They went down alive into the grave, with everything they owned. The earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community." The descendants of Korah made groups. They were separated and complained about others. Afterwards, the land got cracked open and these people were swallowed into these. They died in this way and the fire appeared to them. The people who remained alive were burned by the fire. Why did these all happen? These were the results of complaining. Miriam, a sister of Moses, was like this. In Numbers, chapter 12, verses 9-10, it says, "The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, Leprous, like snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had leprosy. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses, because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Because Moses got married to a Cushite woman, she complained about her brother. When she complained, she had leprosy. Complaining is a weapon that the Satans use. Have you seen Satans complaining? Satans are mischief makers, tempters, and moreover, destroyers. Satans caused Adam to commit a sin, and destroyed Eden. Satans caused Cain to be angry, and initiated him to commit a murder. Satans destroyed the lives. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, complaining does not have any benefit. When we complain, our souls, spirits and bodies get ill. I hope you will not get tricked, tempted by Satans by complaining. In places where God, the Lord and the Holy Spirit are with us, there are no complaints. There's thankfulness. This is the grace. Regarding the issues in life, call out to the Lord like Moses. Let us focus on verse 25. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. What is the difference between a true faith and disbelief? Moses cried out to the Lord. Let us focus on these words. He faced the same issue like the other people, but we can see that he handled this issue differently from others. Firstly, there were complaining people. Secondly, on the other hand, Moses called out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. Moses thought of God first of all, and he asked God for help. It is because he believed in the power of God. This is faith and godly belief. As we live our lives, there are sometimes uneasy pathways that lie in front of us. At times things go well, but at times things do not go so well. At times we succeed, but at times we fail. At times we are in good health, but at times we are not. Right now people complain a lot about the economy in Korea. Our parents had severely hard times in the past, and our nation was the one that was supported by other nations. Our nation used to receive the material support. It was difficult to have three meals a day. We had to fill our tummies with corn soup, porridges, and the food assistance had to be given for our people. However, now, merely after a few decades, we became a nation that offer assistance to others and donate financial aid for those who are in need. Korea became a blessed nation. Now we need to unite in one and prepare for the times of reunification. On the historical day that we welcome and mark the reunification of Korea in the future, our people will become the remarkably great bunch of people over the people of the world. In the past, Elder Kun Mo-yung, who served as a former Minister of Science and Technology, said this. As long as the churches in Korea are not unified in one, first of all, the reunification of North and South Koreas will not happen. When he said this, my heart got hurt so much. When the churches in Korea get united in one, when the conflicts of the East and the West get solved, when the North and the South Koreas get reunited, our people will stand up solidly over all the people of the world. Especially, this year is the 70th year since we proclaimed our independence from other influences. As the Israelites came back to their own land in 70 years' time, from serving another country as captives in Babylon, we also need to prepare our future, so that all the groundwork should be started, in order to achieve our reunification. So the churches in Korea, 10,000 churches, and 1 million congregations are setting their alarms for 1 minute a day, on 12 o'clock in noon, to pray for the reunification of Korea. The reunification of our people will be realized when the amount of prayer meets the capacity in full. We need the prayers of Moses that cry out to the Lord in front of the problems. A person of faith seeks God as they encounter more problems. Just because a person lives by faith, it does not mean that this person does not have any problem. A person of God also has problems in life, but solved the problems by faith. This is a person of God and a life of a person of God. Our words today show us that Moses, when he faced problems, he did not complain like the other people did, but he instead called on to the name of the Lord and cried out to God in prayer. Who did God use and solve the problems? Did God use the people who complained? Did God use Moses, who cried out to the Lord and prayed? God gave answers through Moses, who cried out to the Lord. Let us see the verse 25 together. It says, "Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. The Lord pointed at a piece of wood, and told Moses to put it in bitter water. Moses did as God told him. He put a piece of wood in bitter water, and bitter water turned to sweet water. What has happened was so amazing. The people drank this water and left to go to Canaan again. Through Moses, who cried out to the Lord, God solved the problems. Also in your lives, whether it is a health-related issue, or a family-related issue, or a business-related issue, you can face a difficult time. When you face these issues, just like Moses, I hope you will cry out to the Lord. The miracles happen through the people who cried out to God. And there are ways and there is guidance of God. Put a piece of wood, which God has pointed out, into your hearts and souls as well as into your lives. Your spirits, souls and bodies will get healthier, and your families, communities will also be healthily healed. A piece of wood which God has pointed out is like the power of cross. Where the cross is, hatred turns to forgiveness and an enemy turns to lover. A misery turns to hope, and a bad person turns to a new person. This is a power of the cross. At last, have a look at the result of healing, which God has done. Verse 26 says, He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands, and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord, who heals you." God said that He will not let the people suffer from the diseases that He punished the Egyptians with. We can learn from this that all the blessings and disasters that were on the land were all in the hands, under the authority of God. Firstly, it was God that guided them to get out of Egypt. Secondly, it was God that protected them in a barren land with neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night. Thirdly, in the right timing, God provided manna and quail for them. Fourthly, it was God that allowed them to have water from the rock. This tells us that all the rights, authority are in the hands of God. God needs to protect us. God needs to lead and guide us. We need to rely on God and love God. Verse 26 tells us how we should live our lives. First of all, we need to listen to the words of God. In other words, we need to listen and obey. Secondly, we need to try to live in a right relationship with Him. We need to live our lives in a righteous way. This means we need to live in a holy way, which is different from the way that otherworldly people live. Thirdly, we have been told that we need to be attentive to the commands of God. Do not be oversensitive to the worldly sounds. Follow the decrees and rules of God, and pay attention to follow these commands. God said, "Then the diseases that He has given to the people of Egypt before will never be on the people again." God said that I am a healer that heals you. I hope and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the healing power of God will touch your souls, spirits and all areas of your life profoundly. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.